Author Reshma Sojani, founder and CEO of Girls Who Code, has written the new book Brave Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder, for any woman that has felt crushed under the weight of her own expectations, for those that are losing sleep ruminating over a tiny mistake or worrying about what someone else might think of them, for all the women that are running themselves ragged trying to do it all at home and at work with a smile and not a hair out of place. She also has done it for every woman that lives her life by the mantra that failure is simply not an option. Again, the new book is Brave, Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. It is published by Currency. Reshma Sojani is founder and CEO of Girls Who Code, and she joins us on the roundtable this morning. Reshma, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Founder and CEO of Girls Who Code, give us a sense of what brought you to this particular subject.
Well, you know, all you have to do is spend time at the playground and you'll see exactly what I mean by the fact that we raise our girls to be perfect and we raise our boys to be brave. You'll watch boys like crawl to the top of the monkey bars and just jump. And with our girls, we're like, be careful, honey. Don't swing too high. Did you take that toy away from her? Give it back. We are constantly protecting and coddling our girls, whereas we're encouraging our boys to be risk takers, to be men. And as girls get older, they get addicted to perfection and they start giving up before they even try. And studies will show that women, when they declare a major in college, if they get a B instead of an A, they drop out, right? Whereas boys are like, oh my God, I got a B. That's amazing. And all this perfectionism, it's having two effects. One, it's causing us to be unhappy. Women are twice as likely to be depressed than men. And second, it's creating a leadership gap. We are waiting to be perfect to lead. And I think that the solution to this is bravery.
All right. So let's talk about the solution. How do we use bravery? How do women use bravery to break that cycle that you just described?
Yeah. So I think that bravery helps us unlearn perfection. And I think bravery is a muscle that we build. Right. And so I have some strategies in the book that I talk about how do you build a brave mindset. So the first thing is practice imperfection. And one way of doing that is to send an email with a typo in it. And when I tell women this, they freak out. They're like, what? I can't do that, because we know that we spend hours rereading and rewriting our emails with emojis and exclamation points. And when we could spend time doing something else. And we quickly go from I made a mistake to I'm stupid to I'm going to get fired all in about 5 seconds. And so to me, if you practice imperfection, right, whatever that means for you, whether that's sending an email with a typo in it, whether that's going to the grocery store without a full face of makeup on, you know, whether that's buying store-bought cookies for your son's birthday party, right? When you practice imperfection, you learn that it's okay if you don't do it perfectly. Nothing will fall apart.
So how do we then rewire? Is the brain rewired for women to understand that what they are doing then is a brave act?
Well, I think part of what we have to learn is unlearn these myths of perfection, right? So we think that if we're perfect, we'll be happy. And I think a lot of us do all the things we're supposed to do, go to the right schools, work at the right jobs, marry the right person, have the 2.5 kids, and we wake up and we are unhappy. And we think that something is wrong with us. And so it's acknowledging that, you know, perfection doesn't bring happiness. The second thing is acknowledging the fact that if I'm not perfect, things won't fall apart. If I don't have to stay up till 5 a.m. baking cupcakes for my son's birthday party, and no one's going to know the difference if I had just gone to, you know, Whole Foods and bought some baked goods, right? And so again, when you get into this behavior, into this pattern of thinking you have to do something exactly perfectly or else the world will fall apart, you put all this pressure on yourself and it makes you unhappy. And so when you start unlearning that, when you start doing things imperfectly, when you start exercising bravery in your life, you recognize that not only are you happier, but I can practice imperfection and the world won't crumble.
The subtitle of the book is Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. So Fear Less, Live Bolder, I get. The Fail More, which you talked a little bit about, I mean, that's the hard one, right? Because we don't want to intentionally fail, male or female. You don't want to intentionally fail.
Yeah, but I think so many times we pull ourselves out of opportunities if we think we can't execute them perfectly. I mean, how many people do you know won't sign up for an assignment unless they know exactly that they can do it and do it very well?
Right.
And I think that we miss out on opportunities. You know, I ran for office for United States Congress in a race that I had probably no chance of winning. I didn't know that. But had I not lost that race, I never would have started Girls Who Code. And so the other part of this is that when you take a risk and it may not work out, right? Sometimes bravery is a moonshot, but something else could come into your life that is 10 times better.
You still, when you go through that race, you intend to win. The failure then allows you for something to come out. You're making the lemonade out of the lemons, but you don't go into it thinking you're going to fail.
Well, I don't think you go into most things thinking you're going to fail, but I think you can go into something and say, you know what? I have a 20% chance of this succeeding, and I'm still going to do it anyway. You know, in my case, I had a 1% chance of succeeding, and I did it anyway.
Right.
I think that we want the odds to be in our favor before we even try. And so, you know, we often give up before we even try. And I think that's the behavioral change. And look, here's the thing. I think the older you get, the harder it is. It's almost like falling in love. I always say, get your heart broken as early as you can. You know, because then it's not so much harder later in life. And it's kind of the same thing with failure, right? If most of your life you've done the safe thing, you've worked at the places you were supposed to work at, never really moved around too much, you know what I mean? Just went to your job every day and did what you're supposed to do. By the time you get middle age, it's harder for you, right? To make, you know what? I'm going to go start a company. I'm going to quit this job I've been at for 12 years and go try something else. It's much harder for you. But if you get in the practice of doing that when you're younger, those things don't seem as daunting.
Let's talk about the fear itself. How innate is that? Or is that instilled or a little bit of both?
Oh, I think that I think the fear of failure is really hard and is really real, which is why my hack on that is to tell people, well, visualize the worst thing that could possibly happen. So when I decided I was going to run, I was like, okay, I could lose. I could go broke. Everybody could hate me. I could piss off everybody in the Democratic establishment. I could have an enemy for the rest of my life. And guess what? All those things happened. But in some ways, by kind of visualizing the worst, when it actually happened, it didn't feel as bad.
Would you run again?
You know, probably, maybe, if I felt like I could actually make more of a difference than I'm making right now. I have never felt, since I started Girls Who Code, I've never felt so deeply moved by something as I feel about this idea of being brave, not perfect, and as I feel about building a bravery movement. I think that the best way that I can change the world right now is by encouraging women to be brave, not perfect.
The name of the book is Brave, Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. The book is published by Currency. Reshma Sajani, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Brave, Not Perfect. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.